You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, and like it or not, Dave, we're through our first quarter of football. The roughest one is out of our way now.
Well, let's get through the first half of the first game of the season. How about that?
James Shelke's going to keep it for himself on third and four. He has the first down, forced out of bounds at the 39-yard line, but we have a flag in the backfield, and more than likely, indeed it is, a hold against Harbor Beach. So that first down goes away. Don't even look at it. As the little handkerchief on the ground is going to push Harbor Beach back 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Let's get this right, just because Harbor Beach is going to...
defense, 10 yards.
No, that'd
repeat,
be on the...
Or offense, repeat
there
third
we go.
Down.
It's his first game.
Exactly,
too,
it's
right?
Everyone's first game.
Forgive him, right? He's absolutely right. The hold on that play, though, a little bit unnecessary. Jacob Deere is going to be the guilty party on the Harbor Beach offensive line. Harbor Beach wants to run the football. It doesn't matter if they're in the wing tee or if they spread it out. It all depends on what Coach Shelke sees the Bad Axe defense doing. He sees them being strong up the middle right now, so he's going to spread them out and see how athletic they really are. Shelke on that play faked the handoff to Daniel Lanphier, kept it himself, and kicked it to the outside. Had enough speed to get the first down. The hold now going to really push him back.
Third and 12, James Shelke back to pass. The lefty fires, and this one's overthrown. Intended for Cole Anderson at the 35-yard line. Over his head and incomplete. Two defenders around him, but they had room to catch that one. Harbor Beach now facing a fourth down, 12 to go, and here comes the punt team.
It's also his first pass attempt of the season, and it sailed on him just a little bit. He had Cole Anderson in the middle of the field for about a 10-yard gain. Would have had enough for the first down, in my opinion, if he can haul that in, but it was sailed over his head by a couple yards. Lucky it wasn't picked off. There was a deep back there for Bad Axe. But the opportunity, though, was there for Harbor Beach to throw that football and make a big play. Instead, the Bad Axe defense stands tall for the second time and forces Harbor Beach to punt the football.
Robert Emming away in the snap. Nice snap from the center. This one doesn't have as much hang time, but it bounces out of bounds right at the 23-yard line. And that is where Bad Axe will take over. They're actually going to say... Nope, 24-yard line. All right, he's a little doing a pacing back and forth. 11:45 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe takes over on downs yet again for their third drive of the night. They've had the ball already for 9 minutes in this ballgame.
Well, it certainly feels like Bad Axe dominated that first quarter. I'm not saying that in a shocking way, but they have looked really good out of the starting gate. This new offense has done a very nice job of controlling time of possession and getting some first downs, but a bad snap killed their last drive, and Harbor Beach makes a nice defensive stand on the first drive. But after one quarter, it's definitely Bad Axe right now looking like the best team on the field. So we will continue to see who can take that momentum that we talked about before the game started, Clark, because right now the score is still 0-0 no matter what team has had the ball more than the other.
First down, 10 to go at the 24-yard line of Bad Axe, and we have movement before the snap, and this is going to be a false start against Jesse Nye, more than likely.
And Bad Axe, again, we did not mention this, but they do get everyone set on the line of scrimmage. We've seen some teams in the past do this, Clark. You might remember better than me. But right before they snap the ball, the entire offense sets down just a little bit before they snap the football, a technique sometimes used to get the defense to jump early. And in this case, it was their own offensive party, number three, Jesse Nye, who jumped a little early, costing his offense 5 yards deep in their own territory.
First down from the 19-yard line in their own territory, 15 yards to go. The first down marker is at the 34-yard line. Bad Axe moving right to left across your radio. Single wing offense, overloading the left side on the left hash. Direct snap to Ryan Wehner, goes through and cuts back inside through the A gap and gets out to about the 25-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. Brought down by Cole Anderson, the middle linebacker for Harbor Beach. Second down, 9 to go.
So far, loving what Ryan Wehner is doing, not only with showing off some of his speed, but his vision. As that play was designed to go to the left, and Harbor Beach number 12, Michael Anderson, the defensive back on that side of the field, was right up on the line of scrimmage, ready for him. So Ryan Wehner seen an opening back up the middle, cut to the middle, as you mentioned, Clark, and turned nothing into a 6-yard gain. That's a great play by him.
Ryan Wehner is rolling to his right, passing downfield. He has a receiver, and it's into the hands and no good. Incomplete, as he couldn't reel it in at the 45-yard line. That would be... Number 27, Luke Subjic. 6'1", 195 pounds, sophomore. And that would have been a game changer there and continue the momentum. Excuse me, number 24, Austin Mozak. The wide receiver, 6'6", 190 pounds.
I tell you what, first time we've seen play action tonight out of that Bad Axe offense, and Ryan Wehner throwing a really good ball there as he drops it in right over the Harbeach defender, who was right there stride for stride with the Bad Axe receiver, giving his guy a chance to catch it.
We have a reverse. Jack Clancy hands it off in the backfield out to about the 25, 26-yard line, and forward progress stops there. That will be Maxwell carrying
Devin
the ball.
Maxwell.
Devin Maxwell brought down by Wischlager, Justin Wischlager, number 56.
Matter of fact, I think it was Devin Maxwell that just about hauled in
pass.
He got both hands on it, but it took a diving effort. But getting back to that play, Ryan Wehner put that ball where only his receiver could catch it, and that is crucial for a young quarterback, giving only his guy a chance to make a play. And the Bad Axe offense with that penalty stumbles here, and they're going to have to punt it away to Harbor Beach.
Lake Collins, low snap again, gets the punt off. It bounces at the Harbor Beach 48-yard line, takes a pirate bounce, and it's brought down at the 49-yard line with no return, down by a blue jersey. So a 10:09 left in the second quarter. Bad Axe punts the ball away, and Harbor Beach is back on offense.
Well, it's funny, the last time these two teams played, it was an absolutely offensive explosion. The two teams combined for over 100 points scored, and we are, you know, 10 minutes away from halftime, and neither team has even threatened the red zone, let alone scoring a touchdown. So very impressive game changing here as both teams' defenses standing tall so far in the first half. Looking like Harbor Beach about to break the huddle here and back to the spread offense. Two receivers to each side. Daniel Lanphier keeping the quarterback Shelkey company.
James Shelkey, the keeper, across midfield, across the 45, and finally brought down at the 44-yard line. Luke Subjic, number 27, the 6'1", 195 pounds sophomore, brings him down, but not until after a 7-yard gain. Second down, 3 yards to go.
Harbor Beach very good at running that read offense, so you have your two receivers spreading out that Bad Axe defense as far as they can, and when the snap comes to Shelkey, he puts the ball in Daniel Lanphier's arms, and they run side by side, and whatever one sees the opening first, they take the ball back from the other one and run, and that one went for a good 8 yards.
A handoff to number 10, Tyler Burkhardt. He's out for the run. Has the first down across the 35, down to the 30, finally drags his defender all the way to the 28-yard line. And finally, Austin Mozak is able to bring him down. Austin Mozak is 6'6". Tyler Burkhardt is 5'7". That's a tall drink of water against a short glass of water.
Absolutely is. But Tyler Burkhardt showing off a little speed, getting through that defensive line and turning it upfield for a nice gain for Harbor Beach. The difference was there as they brought one wide receiver in from the slot, and now Shelkey has two running backs in the backfield, Lanphier to his left and Burkhardt to his right.
A timeout after a 17-yard run from Tyler Burkhardt. Bad Axe calls their first timeout of the night. 9:18 left in the second quarter. We still have no score from Bad Axe Michigan on the WLEW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
You may already be banking online, but we have taken it to the next level. Our bank is with you no matter where you go. This is Brent Wehner from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. Have you experienced TN Mobile? TN Mobile is like having online banking in your pocket. Need to know where to find the nearest ATM? Need to transfer funds? Do you need to deposit a check while out of town or on your tractor? Just take a picture and send it in using your TN Mobile app and you're done. Do it all with mobile banking. It's safe, secure, and it's with you virtually everywhere. On the farm, vacation, boat, or tractor. Ask us about TN Mobile.
You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.